record him. As a matter of fact, when I wrote I Remember Clifford, it was right out here, Hollywood and Western. It was called the, I can't remember the name of the club, but we had a two-week engagement there. And I decided, and it hadn't been too long after Clifford's death. And I said, well, maybe I can write something to help people remember this fantastic trumpet player who died at 25 years of age. So I set about writing it, and it took me the full 2 weeks to finish it. The longest amount of time I've ever spent on any song. Usually I'd write a song in a day, a couple of days, something like that. Sometimes I read two or three of them, a couple of them dogs. And when he came into work one night, he came in early and I was there. I asked him, did he have time to listen to something? And he said, yeah, and he put his trumpet down on the table. And, you know, the bartender washing glasses, we were the only ones there, so I started to play. About 8 bars into the tune, he took his trumpet out. So I said, wow, this guy doesn't know it. He's going to try to play it. Maybe he likes it that much. But then he fooled me. He took out a plastic flask of kerosene that he used to clean his valves. And said, I'm playing this song now for him to listen. And he starts pouring kerosene on his valves. And then he poured it down the horn and blew up into the horn. And the kerosene got over all over me and the piano. I said, oh, man. But when I finished it, he says, oh, that's beautiful. What is it? I said, well, I don't have a title yet, but I'm thinking of calling I Remember Clifford. I told me on the memory of Clifford. Mm. He said, you know, I've got a record date coming up with Norman Granz in about a month. Can I record this? Dizzy Gillespie is asking me, can he record my song? Mm. He didn't know that in Philadelphia when I was in high school, I had his picture on the wall at the foot of my bed. Every morning I'd wake up with that dream. Would I ever be good enough to work with the likes of Dizzy Gillespie? Of course, I had Coleman Hawkins and other people there. Would I be able to work with this guy? Now, he's asking me, could he record my song? Man, inside I was bungee jumping and skydiving. You know, but I had to be cool. I said, yeah, I was cool. You know.